and original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Avery's out tonight. She's in Canada doing her thing. And, of course, Tamara's going around selling her book and her vibrator. I got a lucky co-host. But tonight I got an awesome co-host, and y'all know her from a bunch of things. I have the original bad girl of comedy herself, Lunel. She's going to be out here in just 1 minute. But before we go to Lunel, we got to say happy birthday to some people. So, whose birthday is it today? Mike, Tom, happy birthday. Richard and Sammy, happy birthday to y'all. I got to tell you, tonight, people, I am broadcasting live from Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. This is the casino, the spa. They've got the arena. I just left Maroon 5. See how much I love you all? I come to do my radio show no matter where the hell I am. Shit, that's called dedication. Now, I got to tell you what else is up. Let's just get this out of the way first. Delta.com, flights are on sale now, so check out Delta.com. If you got to go somewhere this summer, the only place to get there is by Delta, Delta.com. Got to pay the bills up in this. Now, let's pull up Lunel's mic. Lunel, welcome to Max and Friends. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Well, we are so happy that we have you in the studio. I'm Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. People remember you most, obviously. You probably hear it all the time from Borat. So let's just get that over with real quick.
Between that and the Cat Williams tour, I would say are equally as popular. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, people loved you. Now, how was life before Borat?
Well, life before Borat was... It was a struggle because you know, I've done a lot of things. Before Borat, I had done probably six films before that, and little bit parts here and there and everything, but nothing beats a blockbuster. And that was a blockbuster for real. I had no idea when I was doing it that it was going to turn out to be such a life-changing thing, but it has absolutely had a huge effect on my visibility and my life.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of your life, let's go back, because there's some good things that came out of your life. Let's go back to 1995. Your mom passes away, and 1 month later, you discovered you were pregnant.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, I denied it for like 5 months. I don't know if any of the listeners, women out there, have ever, you know, been pregnant and you just could not believe it. I did not believe that I was going to have a child without having my mother here to witness it, to help me with it or anything like that. And I was still grieving greatly over my mom's passing. So when I found out I was pregnant, I didn't acknowledge it. I didn't believe it. I didn't want it. I didn't want no baby. I didn't stop partying or anything like that for 5 months. And I finally did just like on TV and went to my mother's grave because all my friends were like, you know, you're going to have a baby. I'm like, I'm not having no baby. I went to my mother's grave and sat down. And I was like, am I really supposed to have this child? You know, am I supposed to have this child without you? And it's like the next day I was walking through the store and walking past a car window and I looked at my stomach. It was like it went bloop like overnight. And I was like, damn, I guess this is really going down. But it turned out to be one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. I wouldn't be the woman that I am without having the daughter that I am devoted to now. She's 14 years old and fabulous.
Fantastic. Lunel the mother, Lunel the comedian, yeah. Lunel the actress.
Yeah.
What don't you do, Lunel?
I don't play the piano much anymore. I actually took piano for 9 years, but I was forced under threat of murder by my father to take piano lessons because he had some fantasy and he said that he wanted me to be a great concert pianist, but I wanted to play other things. I wanted to play what I heard on the radio on the piano, and I didn't like to study and stuff like that. And finally, we had to downsize from a house to an apartment, so they sold the piano, which was the greatest day of my life. But you know, because being forced to take lessons in places you don't, what you don't want to play sucks. Especially if you really want to play, you know, by ear and play some of the stuff that you want to play. So I don't really play anymore or read music anymore like I used to, but I could pick some stuff out if I had to.
You could put on a show, right?
No, I couldn't put on no show, but I could pick some stuff out for my own little pleasure if I had to.
Speaking of playing, you know, you've got a movie in pre-production. You've got two movies in post-production. Bud's House, 35 and ticking.
Yeah.
You're ticking, girl.
Yeah, the clock is ticking, too. That's why I got to keep kicking and ticking. Yeah.
Now, tell us about Bud's House.
Bud's House is a traditional weed movie. It's like in the genre of Fridays or something like that. It has Faith on Love in it. Everybody remembers him from Vacation, the Couples Vacation, whatever, Couples Retreat movie. And then he used to do a lot of stand-up. Also, Wesley Jonathan, who was the hot one in Roll Bounce, with Bow Wow and everybody, and me, and Wesley's also done a number of other things. And I play Wesley's mother, and Bud and his, you know, friends find themselves in several predicaments, and there's weed involved. So that's all I'll say.
And your name is Mary Jane.
How about that?
Now let's talk about 35 and Ticking, because that's coming up.
35 and Ticking is a movie that is produced by one of my very good friends, Kim Whitley, who everybody should know by now, and radio personality, Russ Parr, was the director. And Russ has done a couple of films before, which I wasn't aware of, but I jammed Kim up and was able to squeeze into this one. There's a lot of stars in it. Kevin Hart is in this. Macon Good is in it. Nicole Ari Parker from Soul Food is in it. Keith Keith something from the guy who he was in Dreamgirls
Robinson,
and he was
Keith
in
Robinson.
Christmas. Keith Robinson, right. And Tamla Jones is in it. It's a star-studded.
And
I work in a sperm bank that Kevin Hart goes to very regularly. And it's really, you know, about 35 and Ticking is, you know, the clock is ticking. Want to have these babies, so what's going to do? So
the clock is ticking. Speaking of a ticking clock and sperm banks, let's talk about the show on VH1, Undateable, because that's coming up August 5th, everyone, on VH1 at 7 p.m. Check your local listings on VH1. You were in Undateable.
Yeah, Undateable was hella fun to do. All those VH1 talking head shows, I used to sit on my bed and say, damn, I wish they would let me do it. I would be great on here. It's so funny. These guys are really funny. I wish they'd let me do it. And then lo and behold, I think I put the word out so much that VH1 got wind of it, and now I've done like 10. So this series is called Undateable, and it's just about creepy things that will guarantee that you will not only never get laid, but you will never have a date either. If you got creepy, dirty, nasty car, you got a lot of back hair, and you're gross, and Hawaiian shirts, and all kind of weird, you know, wraparound hairdos. That shit makes you undateable, dude. So that's what the show's about. We'll be capping on that.
Now, speaking of undateable, we hear that you got a boyfriend, and you're actually dating.
Yes, I do, and I am. I have a little young man that I'm involved with. He's a vato, so orale, out there for all you Hispanics.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been going out now for 7 months, and he actually has a radio program. He does radio internet program called the Lowrider Live Show. So we're both in the business, but not in competitive. You know, we're not competitive with each other and what we do. Mm-hmm. And it's been charming. It's been wonderful. I've always had an affinity for my brown brothers and sisters out here.
All right, you're Chicanos. Now, speaking of radio, you have a podcast, but you haven't been doing it for a while because your manager, tell us the story, why you haven't been on. People want to hear
you. Okay, I have a podcast on my website, heylunell.com, heylunell.com. And a podcast, you know, is an interview radio programs like what we're doing here. But I have a structured show, you know, it has love segment and question and answer, this and that, letters from viewers and, you know, lots of funny stuff. And it's really balls out and hilarious. And I've interviewed people like Mopreme Shakur is Tupac's brother, and Joanne Worley used to be on a show called Laughing that people remember. And New York, from I Love New York, is my good friend. And I've interviewed a lot of people on there, and Ernest Thomas was one of my best interviews, most funniest interview. Ernest Thomas is on Everybody Hates Chris, and he used to be on a show called What's Happening. And it's just really, really fun show. So we shot, we taped about 11 or 12 interviews, and they're all up on my website. We haven't done any new ones lately because my manager, who is like my everything, he's like nine guys in one. He does, you know, my website and my computer, you know, techie stuff and communication
everything.
And everything. He also has a career of his own where he sings, and he has been working on his own album, which is out now on iTunes. It's called Soulvival. And that kind of had him set back, and I've been touring on the road so much that I have not been here on any regular basis to hook up any new. I've got people waiting that want to do my podcast, but we just haven't been able to do any lately. But if you go to the website and you finish all 11 of those, by the time you get done, I guarantee we'll be recording some new ones really soon.
You'll be ready. Now, listen, yep. How did you get this title, The Original Bad Girl of Comedy?
Well, I used to live in the Bay Area. I used to live in Oakland, California for many, many years. And a gentleman, a promoter that I worked for a long time named Rick Sullivan actually gave me that name because I was a bad girl. I would, you know, I was real rowdy, and I was going to jail, and I would get drunk, and I'd cuss people out, and I was flipping tables and just acting up, just crazy. But so I lived up to that name. It's been a trip trying to live it down now that I'm in my 40s, you know what I'm saying?
You sound like a housewife of Jersey.
Or Atlanta.
Or Atlanta.
Right.
Nene. Now, let's go here, because I'm going to open up the lines, people. If you want to call in, 323-203-0815. That's the number here to the studio. I'm Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We got Lunel Campbell on tonight, everybody. And yeah, we're going to do some Q&As, maybe. Maybe we'll get some callers to ask about some funky stuff. But
I would love that. I didn't even know that. That's great. I love that. I don't use Campbell, by the way. I just use Lunel.
Lunel. She's a one-woman name.
I'm like Cher and Madonna.
And Madonna. I got it.
The only reason I have to use Campbell is for people who want to, you know, Facebook. But other than that, I'm not trying to give my family no credit for this here.
Right? All right. Naomi's your sister. Let's take a call. Yeah. Caller, bring them up, Ronan. We're going to take a caller right now. Caller, get live.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Max!
Who's this? And
hey, Max!
Hey, who's this?
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, this is Beverly. Lunel. Beverly is one of our callers. She calls in all the time. Do you have a good question for Lunel, Beverly?
Lunel, I met you, and you are funny as hell, Lunel. And where did you get your jokes from?
Where did we meet, Beverly?
I met you at, I think, in New York City. You did a show with Cat Williams.
Oh, yes.
You, Cat Williams, this other girl. You guys were funny.
Melanie Camacho and Red Grant. Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. Red Grant. I went in your dressing room. I ate cheese and grapes.
you
remember?
Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do I... You said, where do I get my jokes from? You know what?
Oh, my God.
I just observe what's going on around me, life, you know, and just talk about what I see. I'm not even really one to sit down and try to write a joke, because I really don't tell jokes. You know, people at barbecues tell jokes. I tell stories, you know. If you go back and you look at the great comedians, Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby, you know, Joan Rivers and stuff. Joan Rivers tells jokes, but Richard and Bill and George Carlin and stuff like that, they tell stories. And so
stories,
I just tell
and Eddie,
stories,
right?
About what, you know, about what I see.
There you go. Well, Beverly,
there
listen,
you go, Lunel.
Do you have a deeper question for Lunel?
I really don't right now.
All right. Are you high right
now?
That's fine, Beverly. Are you smoking right now?
Because I am feeling a little good, so I don't have a deeper question today.
Well, I'm feeling kind of good myself. I just have some of my eye medicine so that I could, you know, so I got a little stigmatism.
I got a deep thing. Tell Cat Williams I said hi if you see him, okay?
All righty.
All right, Lunel. Beverly, you take care of you, girl.
Okay, oh my goodness.
Be safe. Don't fuck it up. Oh my goodness.
How you doing?
How you doing? I love Beverly. Let me tell you now, we've got such a great listenership, and Beverly's one of my favorite callers because that bitch calls in every time, high as a kite, talking about
something. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because people
girl.
Could be doing so many other things on Sunday night than listening and talking to you. So if they take their time to
do that,
whatever condition they call in, it's all good.
I love it. And I welcome her calls all the time because she is a wonderful girl. But you know what, Ronan, why don't we talk about Hot Topics?
Yeah. Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci. We got Lunel in the studio, It's Hot Topic time. Lunel, we got to talk about, speaking of drugs and shit, you heard about Lindsay Lohan? She's going to rehab for meth and bipolar disorder.
Yeah, that's, and she has enough money to afford really good cocaine. I don't know why she wasted her time with the meth. Trailer park methamphetamine, but whatever she's getting treated for, I really hope that she does get treated for it. I'm pulling for her because my daughter really enjoyed her acting, and I did too. And you know, there was young girls that you know kind of looked up to Lindsay until she started messing up. But what nobody wants to say is this: she didn't even get messed up until she broke up with Wilmer Valderrama. She was just fine when her and Wilmer were going together. Then after that, that's when she decided she wanted to be a lesbian and start, you know, drinking and partying and going to. So we need to talk to Wilmer and find out what did he do to that child to send her over the edge.
That's the truth. Well, you
that
know
is
what?
The truth.
Well, who's this? How can you? We just got a Twitter. How can you rehab from bipolarism?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think with
treated.
More medication,
with
more meds more meds for your mood, and you know, they just substitute the meth with some pills. I reckon. I don't know.
Oh, good God! This poor girl. Well, our prayers are with her because you know what? It's not easy being her right now. So
yeah, it's kind of easy because you know, 2 weeks in jail. Who does that?
Well,
and, you really get the message. You need to sit. I've been to jail for months at a time. When you're left with nothing, when you're stripped down, you're left with nothing but you and the Lord. That's when you can sort of start to analyze, how did I get here? What am I doing here? And what can I do to never come back here again? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad that she's going to the rehab for 90 days because she needs to be somewhere. Because 2 weeks in jail, she'd be back in the club on Wednesday night, you know?
That's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nothing. That little slap on the wrist of Hollywood justice is just not just.
Yeah, what do you think of Hollywood justice? So many people get off easy.
Well, money talks. That's why we're a greedy-ass society, and judges can be bought, convictions can be overturned if you have enough money. That's just the way it is.
That is just the way it is. Now,
that is.
Moving on, did you hear about Dennis Rodman? Dennis was in a massive car wreck, but he walked out with just a scratch on his finger. Celebrity.
Yeah, well, that's because the alcoholic never gets hurt in the accident, if you'll notice. The drunk never gets hurt because they just flounce around inside the vehicle when it's rolling, and the other people that aren't drunk, they tense up and brace themselves and break every bone in their body. I didn't know about the accident until today. I've been in car accidents as well. Yeah, I've done it all. And they're no fun. So I'm glad that he made it out. I hope he was not. Was he driving?
You know what? Allegedly, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what happened. All I know is that he was in a massive car wreck and he walked out with just a scratch
on his
finger.
I'm going to pull it up on Google while we're talking here.
Yep, there you go. Multitasking. That's what's up. Now, speaking of, you know, Alicia Keys finally got married in France.
Well, you know, I tell you, I'm glad for her because I can put all the lesbian rumors on her, you know, to the side, even though she might have done whatever before she got knocked up. And Swizz Beatz, you know, is not the first man to dump his wife and run off with his lover because Mark Anthony did that. But, you know, I'd say, hell, if his dick is as big as his nose, she should have been knocked up a long time ago.
If she did the unthinkable.
Yeah, Swizz Beatz got a beak on him, I swear to God.
Right. Well, she was ready, apparently. But you know who was in attendance?
She's ready. Yeah.
Yeah. If you ask me, I'm ready. Well, who else was ready to go to the wedding was Queen Latifah was there and Bono was there.
That's awesome. You know, Alicia is a baller in her own right. You know, no matter what she does in her personal life, that you know, that bitch is, can write and sing and play, and, you know, she's undeniable, and, you know, I'm sure she does have many, many good friends in the business that are big ballers like Latifah and Bono, and so, you know, there it is.
There it is. Allegedly, there was a rumor that her and Latifah were together, too, so.
Well, you know, Latifah's a player. She runs them.
You know?
She's been with the same chick for years, but, you know, I think she's still a boss, and bosses do what they want to do.
That's the truth. Speaking of bosses, you know, the lady in the White House, Hillary Clinton, her daughter got married, Chelsea Clinton, this weekend.
Yes, I'm more anxious to see what Hillary wore to the wedding than I am to see what Chelsea had on. I swear, if that heifer has on a white pantsuit, I'm just going to fucking throw up. I haven't ever seen Hillary's legs. I think they must be wooden. I've never seen them.
Or she just got a bunch of varicose veins.
Well, yeah, something is wrong. She got a big complex about her legs. She might have cankles or whatever like that. But I'm anxious to see what Hillary looked like on that day more than I am to see, you know, what Chelsea looked like. Chelsea was one of the ugliest kids in the White House ever, but she's grown up to be a quite fine-looking young lady.
That's the truth. And you know what? Hillary was actually looking pretty good. She's wearing a red dress, and she's doing her thing.
I mean, it's a long dress.
Uh-huh, and Bill looks good, and there you go, celebrities.
Yeah, Bill's gonna always look good. We love Bill.
Bill does his thing.
Bill gets it in.
Right? Now, speaking of marriages and breakups, we got this whole Mel Gibson and Oksana. Mel versus Oksana. Is there a team to even be on?
Well, I don't know Oksana to be on her team. And, you know, what if some of what he says is true? What if she did never love him? What if she is a gold digger? What if, whatever, whatever. I don't know anything about her and her singing career or anything like that. Team Mel, I loved Mel for so many years, you know, and to hear him have this crazy dark side is very disturbing, you know, because when he goes in, he goes hard, you know. Whenever he's going to cuss you out, he's going for the jugular. He's going. He's playing a race card. He's calling you a cunt and all this kind of shit. And, you know, Mel goes in. So I think he does need to maybe back up off the hard liquor and stick to maybe some Zinfandel or something and sit down somewhere and relax himself. Because he's going to have a bit of damage control to do right now because he got a mouth on him. It's pretty bad.
You know? Well, I think she's a little bit greedy, too. But, you know, he's leaving the States. He's going back to Australia.
Well, you can run, but you can't hide.
That's the truth.
So it doesn't matter where he goes. If he acts an ass over there, we'll find out about it.
We will. Well, I think we're going to find out about it. You're going to have fun later looking at Hillary Clinton, because there she is, another long dress. I'm looking at these pictures right now, dying up in the studio.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
There you go. Now, we got to talk about the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God. Let me go on the record and say that my black ass loves Jersey Shore, okay? Finally takes the heat off crazy drunk black folks like Keisha Cole, Mom and them, and puts it where it belongs on the wacky Italian. they are hugely entertaining, not in a good way, you know. I mean, I'm sure that their parents are probably digging a hole and sticking their head in it. But I can't help it. It's my guilty pleasure. I've been waiting with bated breath for the new season to start, which I saw yesterday on my TiVo. I watch everything on TiVo. I never watch live TV. And so I had TiVo, and I watched it yesterday, and I thought it was fantastic. Matter of fact, I guess the second one comes on tonight.
Is it today? It probably is.
Well, you know, I've probably already seen it. I'm here on West Coast, so mine, I think maybe now or something like that. Anyway, it'll be coming on tonight. I'll have it on TiVo when I come back from having dinner. I'm gonna watch it. I love them. They're whack. But they've all really got redeeming qualities. None of them are just, you know, mean-spirited to be mean-spirited. I don't understand my girl, Sammy. She's just a whiny, you know, she is ungrateful, just like her boyfriend said. And he was sticking up for her all last season. She was just acting an ass and giving him the, you know, the gas face. But, you know, we'll see what happens between them. I'm sure they'll be banging within the next two episodes. You can't have an ex in the house in the summer with booze and not bang them. Good Lord.
Booze and an ex, a perfect remedy. Now, speaking of booze and an ex, let's talk about Chris Brown real quick.
Yeah. Well, my daughter is 14 and had Chris Brown plastered all over her wall. And when the incident went down, she and her father collectively both went in there and ripped down all his pictures. And then after about a year or so, you know, people started, you know, considering softening up on him. But my daughter asked me, she said, Mommy, what do you think that it would take for Chris to get back, you know, to where he was? I said, well, he's going to have to cry. He's not cried yet. Larry King was a perfect opportunity for him to cry. He didn't cry on Larry King. He didn't cry when he had his orange vest on the side of the road picking up garbage. He was jet skiing, and it seemed like he didn't get it. But then when he had his total nervous breakdown in front of everybody at BET Awards, you know, either he's a better actor than we thought and it was a strategically planned comeback for him, which I think it wasn't, or he really just finally got the words to Man in the Mirror and thought about, you know, he never got a chance to pay homage to Michael like he wanted to. He got blackballed from the BET Awards last year. He hasn't been able to say a word on Michael's death. Nobody's asked him anything. Nobody's asked him nothing. So when he finally got to do his tribute, and all that wrapped up, it just got to him, I think, and that's when he snapped. And it was a beautiful thing to watch, I tell you. I had my fingers in my mouth the whole time.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, you know what you're listening to tonight on LA Talk Radio? That was a good Hot Topic section. Well, I'm Max Tucci, your host, and I got Lunell in the studio with me tonight. Lunell, let me ask you a question, because someone just tweeted me, and they said, and I just got on my T-Mobile Sidekick, so thank you, T-Mobile. But people say, how was it to ride a bull, a mechanical bull? And how did you stay on?
You mean in the movie?
Uh-huh, and how did you stay on?
I didn't stay on very easily. If you watch, you'll see Borat was pushing my butt back up on there. They were swinging that thing around kind of vicious, and plus he got on there with me, and it was just, it wasn't easy. We did have several takes of that. I fell off that thing more than you guys will know, but I never hurt myself, and it was pretty fun.
It was fun. Now let me ask you, where are you the most happiest, Lunell?
Really? Sincerely?
Yep.
I'm happiest when I'm at home in my bed with a good snack with something great on TV with my kid, like at the foot of my bed. That's the most happiest place that I can be ever. If it's not there, then it's definitely off stage. When I'm
there
on stage.
Not
going to the venue, not getting ready for it, but when I actually am introduced and walk out and grab the mic, that's the second happiest place in the world for me.
Yeah. And speaking of awards, you know, Lunell and I, everyone met at the Emmys a couple years ago, and that was some good times. I think you always walk around with a pimp cup. What's up with that?
I was doing that when it was the style to do that. I did that when I was on tour with Kat. We all had pimp cups, and we were supplied them by Debbie the Glass Lady out of Chicago, who makes the pimp cups for everybody. Snoop, Lil Jon, Bishop Don, Magic Wine, Tommy Lee, Paris. Diana Ross, everybody's got one from Debbie's Glass Lady in Chicago. And I walked around with the pimp cups then, but I'm not walking around with them now. I've got them all in a case.
Not anymore. There you go. Well, speaking of taste, you know what? You've moved on also. Not really moved on, but you're getting involved in charity. So why don't you tell us about your charity that you're involved with?
My charity is the Kiera Foundation. That's K-I-E-R-R-A-H, Kiera Foundation, which helps young ladies who age out of the system. When you're 18 and you're in the system, if nobody adopted you, you're going to get kicked out of the system. And you're kicked out to go where? You're in there because you're an orphan, because nobody wanted you. So when you get aged out of the system, where are you going to go? What do you do? What skills have you gotten while you've been just in the system and foster care and all this stuff? So we help the ladies, you know, transition out, try to get them, you know, jobs and help them with their self-esteem and, you know, their appearance and everything like that. And we do a lot of fundraising for the foundation. That's what it is.
Look, so Lunell is a mother, an actress, a comedian, and a philanthropist. You got many, many titles, my friend.
And an executive producer, too. I just co-wrote and sold my first script to HBO. It's called The Burn Unit. It's really just a skit on a show called Funny or Die. Funny or Die used to be on the internet. It was Will Ferrell's baby. And then it was so popular that, of course, HBO wanted to get in on the, you know, get in on the act. So they bought Funny or Die, and now Funny or Die comes on the HBO. Well, they were looking for some skits. We took a pitch meeting. They, you know, were interested in one of my skits. We wrote a little six-page thing, and I got my friends together to shoot it. Burn Unit has Marlon Young, who's on the new show now, the something-something of R.J. Berger, something like that. And then Heather from Rock of Love. She was first season, and she's the one who got the tattoo on the back of her neck. I love Heather. Heather Chadwell's in it. My friend Anna Maria Horsford, who was on the series A-Man for many years on the Wayans show and also played Ice Cube's mother in Friday After Next. Elise Neal, who was the mother on the Hughley. She was DL's wife, and she's done several films and television shows. And my last but not least, my friend Paula J. Parker. Paula J. Parker was the little mouthy one in Hustle and Flow, and she just... she did a movie called Sprung with Joe Torre many years ago, which was hilariously funny. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful friend of mine. We all came together to do this project, and I'm not sure when it's going to air, but, you know, put Funny or Die in your TiVo, and one day you'll see the episode of Burn Unit. That's my baby.
That's your baby. And for more information, everyone, I'm sure you can stay tuned to HeyLunell.com. Find Lunell on Facebook.
Wait a minute, you
Facebook.
Broke up a little bit.
Too.
Wait, you're breaking up a little bit, baby.
I was saying that people can find you. People can find you on HeyLunell.com and also on Facebook.
Yeah, Lunell Campbell, L-U-E-N-E-L-L Campbell. You can Facebook me. Don't have to be my friend because I'm all maxed out. I got a fan page, but I haven't put nobody over there yet because I don't do that stuff. My assistant does that now on vacation. So I don't know what I'm doing, but you can write me on Facebook, and I always write back. Or you can email me at HeyLunell@sbcglobal.net, or you can go on my website, heylunell.com, HeyLunell.com. You can see YouTube clips, you can listen to my podcast interviews, you can look at pictures, and got a lot of fun stuff on there.
A lot of fun stuff. Well, Lunell, you are an amazing person. I'm so glad that we were able to connect tonight on Max and Friends.
Yeah, I'm glad
you
we was able to make
inspiring.
It happen. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you made it happen. The first time your friend, second time your family. So anytime you want to come back, we'd love
to
have
you. I hope I can do it again. I hope I can do it again.
Absolutely. Hot Topics was fun with you, Lunell.
I'm up on my Hot Topics, baby. I'm always up on that.
Hot Topics was
good.
Well, listen, we're going to get going, but you have a great night. Enjoy your dinner, and I look forward to having you on real soon.
Thank you so much. God bless you, everybody.
You too, Lunell. Have fun.
Thanks.
And be
blessed. Bye.
Bye, Lunell. So, everyone, that was Lunell. And where was she, Ronan? I'm Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
We're going from Lunell to the kid Gashy here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you all for being here tonight. I am at the Mohegan Sun. Check out MohegansSun.com. I'm sucking on halls, y'all. I am downer than a dirty dog. I am not feeling well, but you know what? I feel good because I'm here with y'all tonight. I snuck out of Maroon 5 early. Thanks so much to Tony, my security personnel, who ushered me out there real quick. So we didn't get stuck in those screaming fans. But you know what, everybody? We're going to call. Let's get some music going. This kid, Kid Gashy, everyone, he's been quoted as being the next Eminem. So why don't we get a song ready, Ronan, called Go Hard or Go Home by the Kid Gashy on LA Talk Radio. He's coming up next.
Man, I gotta go home, cause I can't go home, man, I gotta go home. seas.
Man, I gotta go.
Man, I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home. And I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home. And I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home. And I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home.
Life's good, pedal to the floor, switching lanes, dodging range, rocks with never wet when it rains. So cool, got ice floating through my fucking veins. About to DOA this beat, can y'all feel my pain? Popping champagne when I'm thirsty, never in a game. Now haters mad when they spot me like a stand. All squad with me, and all black, can't you see? All 36 of us looking like piano keys. Going to the top, cause the bottom I couldn't breathe. Eyes all red, and I blamed it on the chlorine. Music getting buzzed, now I need more fiends. Had to climb the wall, where the grass is more green. And I put the team on, like I just made a cut. Like I ate a dream catcher, I can feel it in my gut. That my time gon' come, and I can't stop. The game is a bottle, I'm the cap on the top.
Man, I gotta go. Man, I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home. And I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home. And I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home. And I gotta go hard, cause I can't go home.
I'm finally here, I made it this far. Nothing life easy, so you gotta go hard. Got my team with me, couldn't do it on my own. Always go hard, cause I can't go home. Go hard,
you gotta go hard.
Cause I can't go hard,
cause I can't go hard.
Let's go hard.
That was the Kid Gashy on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Special thanks to Linnell. She just left the studio, so I want to say thank you and go have a good dinner, Linnell. But we got the Kid Gashy live in the studio. Pull up your mic. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we just heard Go Hard or Go Home.
Yeah,
now,
that's
what
my new EP.
Yeah, you've got an interesting background. Let's go right into your life because it's a story, everyone. You're from Brooklyn, but you came to America from Albania.
Yeah. I came to America. Well, I was born in Africa, Libya, and my parents traveled. My parents are Albanian. Well, they traveled like the world and stuff. The last country we were at was we lived in Germany before I came here, which was 10 years ago.
Wow. So how is it to be in Brooklyn to get on a mic and to sing? Is this something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, it was always a dream when I was younger and. I always was rapping, even though I was a great athlete. I always wanted to, you know, make music and not just rap, but all types of music because I sing also. So, you know, this is always a dream, and it's finally like a dream come true because I'm actually doing it. I got my album. I had my first mixtape called The Kid Gashy, which is on the internet now, and I got my EP coming out, which is a big deal. I got a couple of features on it. Since we're talking to LA radio. I got Nipsey Hussle with a song called Straight for the Cash, which is kind of big right now. So,
look
you know.
You. You've been coined to be the new Eminem, and I know that he was an inspiration to you, I guess, no?
I'm not the new Eminem. I can't say that because, you know, that's.
You can't say that, but other people are saying that.
Yeah, I can't say that. That's just crazy, dog. I mean, Eminem is, you know, Jay-Z is my favorite rapper, and Eminem is up there, but I'm no Eminem, and, you know, I'm working hard to kind of make my own, you know, label, kind of making my own name, making my own brand, so, I'm no Eminem, but I have, shout out to Eminem, I have respect for him a lot. I mean, just, you know, I'm trying to be me, I'm trying to be gashy, so.
That's the truth. Now, you started freestyling in the streets of Brooklyn. How was that?
Yeah, it all began when I couldn't even speak English, and I just always wanted to rap and put words together. It was like on Cartel U in Brooklyn, and it was Mother's Day, and somebody just passed me the mic, and they let me rock it. And since that day, I just been rapping and never haven't lost a battle yet, but I'm not a battle rapper. I don't want to be that. But, you know, that's how you start in the streets and stuff, started rapping, battling, and since then it just took off. Like, I hit the studio and tried to do, because I'm still in college now, I got a full scholarship for football out at Massachusetts and at a school, AIC, but I try to do music at the same time, so it's kind of difficult for me because my mom wants me to stay in school and stuff.
Well, you could do both, and you're doing it, so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But now let me ask you: you come to America, you leave Libya,
yeah.
And what do you think the comparison of Libya versus the streets of Brooklyn are? Are there comparisons?
I mean, not really. Like, kinda. It's just the streets of Brooklyn aren't as tough as the streets out there. I mean, I love Brooklyn. Brooklyn's, you know, it has changed a lot, but it's you can't. There's no comparison. It's a big difference, you know. And every country I've been to, it's a big difference, but there's no place like Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn forever, you know. Brooklyn is just Brooklyn, you know. You don't even say I'm from New York City. You say I'm from Brooklyn. Anywhere you go, they know where you're from.
That's the truth. Now, look, let's look into the future. If you could picture yourself, right, the big dream right now, what would your big dream be?
Well, my big dream would be to sell out Madison Square Garden. So, like, just, you know what I mean? And have, hopefully, do a song with, like, be on a track or just, you know, me be on a track with Jay or Kanye West. Kanye West is really one of, like, also somebody who inspired me and stuff like that. Like, I have more similarities with Kanye, Jay. I mean, it's like I have a lot of favorite rappers and that I want to rap like, but I have my own style. But my dream is to sell out Madison Square Garden and have Kanye come out with Jay or Eminem, you know what I mean?
And do your thing.
Yeah, man.
Now, why don't you tell us about this next song we're going to play, Never Coming Back?
Never Coming Back was originally called, Never Coming Back is never, we called it Straight for the Cash at first, but now they're saying it's Never Coming Back. So it's two names. It's like it's on the internet, Straight for the Cash. We're calling it Never Coming Back. So, but that song, when I heard the beat, I was like, I could picture a L.A. artist on it, like Nipsey Hussle, who's like the Snoop Dogg of our generation right now. And he has a crazy buzz. And I kind of liked him. I was a fan of Nipsey Hussle. He made the XXL front cover, you know, as the freshman class. And I have respect for Nipsey Hussle, so I was like, I would like to do a song with him. And, you know, he fit perfect for that song. And, you know, Street for the Cash.
Your song fits perfect here on LA Talk Radio. So, Ronan, let's get Never Coming Back by Kid Gashy on Max and Friends.
Son of a gun, watch my mother let it off. As I fly full speed, kill your full force. This ain't average shit, I rock, see what it costs. Gear wrong point, no bull, red ring, too hard, go hard. Cause I ain't got shit to go back to. Being broke, make a motherfucker go cashew. So I struggle going through these streets like a jungle. It's a Kid Gashy, but I respect the hustle. Hungry for these meals, so I really need a grub. I'm a starter at Quiznos, the only time I sub. Playing in the game, cheerleader, show me love. Gary Payton, when it comes to these hoes, I got the glove. So much rubber zone, call me Michelin. Team full of Wolverines, but we ain't from Michigan. Don't act like a lion with the heart of a kitten. I expect us to see peace when y'all wear remittance.
Coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming back.
Coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming back.
Coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming back.
Coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming back.
Look, big money till I flatline. If you tryna spin, you can hit me on my bat line. Swear, rapping about my last grind got me on this money marathon with no halftime. When we hit the club, we walk fast lines. You can come inside with us if your ass fly. Neighborhood superstar and my swag high. Beating all the competition by a landslide. My money up and my cash ride. In the a robbery, want every dollar to the last dime. I roll the dice till my last try. Take a nigga, bitch, put him on standby. And if a bailiff ever ask me, hold my hand high, I'ma take the stand and tell a goddamn lie.
I'm coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming
we
back.
Coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming
we
back.
Coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming
we
back.
Coming straight for the cash. Catch me if you can, I ain't ever coming back.
I ain't ever coming back.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. We just had the song of the hour, Never Coming Back, by the Kid Gashion. How does it feel to have your music on air?
Yo, it feels great. I'm still, like, in shock right now. Like, you know, I appreciate you guys so much. It's amazing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, listen, people want to know where they can find you. I just got a Twitter update and said, where can I find it?
Well, the Twitter is twitter.com/thekidgashy, T-H-E. K-I-D-G-A-S-H-I, Gashy, the Kid Gashy. That's my Twitter. You can find me on YouTube, the Kid Gashy, you know, and just look at some songs that from my old mixtape. And on Facebook, you can find me LG, the Kid Gashy. That's my fan page. Or, like, my regular page is Labanot Larry Gashy, where you could just hit me up. You'll get a reply quick. I like to reply to my fans and always give them a response and stuff, what they have to say.
There you go. See you everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, finding the Kid Gashy. What's next for you?
Well, next thing, I just had a song finished with French Montana, who's a big New York City artist. He's he works with Convict Music, with Akon, and he works with Isan, I think, on the Electric Feel, I'm not sure, but I got a song with him, and it's just working, you know. I'm working on my EP. I got football season coming up, and I got school coming up, so I just got a lot on my plate, and I got to put everything in down on the schedule and stuff, try to keep up. But I'm just grinding, you know. The more I work hard, the more I'm grinding, is the closer I'm getting to my dream and stuff. So
that's the truth. Well, I'm going to tell you, dream bigger, because I think your dreams are coming true.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
So keep on, dream bigger. And you know what? It's been great having you on tonight. We got to wrap this show up. But
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Albania. Shout out to everybody. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys a lot.
Absolutely. So we had Go Hard and Go Home or Never Coming Back by Kid Gashy. Have a great week. Stay focused and be inspired.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
See you later. That was Kid Gashy, everyone. You see, we're finding new talent here on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Plus, we got Lunell in the house tonight. Hot Topics was hot. It was a good show, despite the fact that I'm sucking on halls, drinking my water, my smart water, eating a Snickers, and I'm here at the Mohegan Sun. Check out MohegansUn.com. It is the place to go, to gamble, to chill. The spa is amazing. Maroon 5 was tonight. Tomorrow is Creed. I'm staying here, having a good time. The LVs are unpacked, and I'm chilling. Avery, I miss you. Tamara, I miss you more. My goodness, Beverly, thanks for calling in tonight. But you know what, guys? Tonight's been a real fun show. Keep it safe. Summer's here. Wrap it up on your wrap it up if you're having sex, and don't drink and drive, please, people. You know what? I got to leave you with a quote of the day. Oh, I got to say a big shout out to Bo Derek. Thanks so much for doing our event. I was all over everybody this week. This week flew by, but it was fun. My Equine Advocates, check out equineadvocates.org. Bo Derek, thank you so much for supporting us. We gave her a good award, and it was a lot of fun. I got to say hi to Nikki, Emily, Pino, Katie, Bob. Y'all had me dancing at Maroon 5 tonight. But you know what? Everybody, it's been fun talking to you all tonight. I'm Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm trying to find you a quote. But you know what? I guess I'm going to leave you with my own quote of the night. A man on a horse is spiritually as well as physically bigger than a man on foot. John Steinbeck. That's not my quote, but we'll leave it at that. I am tired. I'm going to bed. My bed. Oh, I can't wait to get in my room at Mohegan Sun. Everyone, stay tuned to CBS News next on LA Talk Radio. This is Max Tucci, and I'm signing off for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night, y'all.